Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk Cannabis Podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the exploding cannabis marketplace. I'm Omri Wallach. There are around 8 million people in the U.S. who suffer from symptoms related to post-traumatic stress disorder. Although some cognitive therapies have proven to be helpful, there are no pharmaceutical drugs that target this condition. PTSD is a disorder that not only affects the individual, but also their family and community. Allied Corp is an international cannabis company with a mission to help people suffering from PTSD by researching, creating, and producing targeted cannabinoid health solutions. Trading on the OTCQB venture market, under the ticker ALID, the company uses an evidence-informed scientific approach to make this mission possible. Through cutting-edge pharmaceutical research and development, Allied Corp also deploys innovative plant-based production, along with unique development of therapeutic products. The company also recently launched its Tactical Relief e-commerce platform, hailed as a major step forward in its digital strategy, which remains on track for full global rollout within Q4 of 2019. We're joined today by the company's Chief Executive Officer, Callum Hughes, to learn more about Allied's vision. Thank you very much for joining us today, Callum.
Thank you, Omri. I'm very pleased to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Callum, for our listeners that may be just discovering your company, can you please give us a brief overview of your operations?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited to talk about Allied Corp. The company is best described by talking through four categories or verticals, and we describe the company as a company, an international cannabis company that is vertically integrated from seed all the way to patient. And we've used that term patients purposefully to describe the four verticals that we operate Allied Corp under. So the first that is very straightforward, the first of four, is our production vertical. And this area of focus entails our large-scale, low-cost, high-quality cannabis production in the country of Colombia, South America, where the temperature patterns and climate is consistent all year round. So we have a 5-hectare farm that is currently cultivating the custom-bred genetics that our chief operating officer has worked on over the past 15 years. He's a veteran himself, and he's fine-tuned the genetic profile that's concordant with the medicine that seems to be helping with the PTSD disease target. So we acquired a full set of licenses that allows us to cultivate non-psychoactive, psychoactive, the extraction methodology, and then import-export. So that's a full suite of four licenses that is authorized by the National Ministries of Agriculture, Ministry of Justice, and Ministry of Health under the Colombian regime. In addition to that, we jump over to Canada, and we have the landmass, as well as we've acquired a set of licenses under the Canadian Health Canada licensing regulations that has received the confirmation of readiness notice from Health Canada to also produce and further perform the product fulfillment actions for activities in Canada. So we have the large scale production capabilities in Colombia under our subsidiary called Medi Colombias, as well as the Canadian licensed producer under the name Falcon Ridge Naturals. So that's our production vertical, where we have the capability to ramp up and scale up to massive volumes while maintaining the consistent supply and quality standards under the European Pharmacopoeia. The second of four verticals is our natural health vertical, and that entails our CBD, hemp-derived CBD products that we're bringing to market. And so you mentioned the Tactical Relief brand. That's our first brand that we've launched, and that is a hemp-derived CBD tincture targeted at helping people suffering with PTSD, first responders or veterans, to consume the CBD tincture. And it seems to be helping these individuals get back to health and wellness. So that's launched in the United States with our first product called Liberty, and that's a CBD tincture. We've also brought to market under the national health vertical through an affiliated partner in Europe. We have the capabilities to produce CBD cosmetics for sale into Asia. And so we have a large scale distribution company that handles the logistics for us for the secondary brand, which is called Maxa. And that's a CBD infused cosmetic line that we produce in Europe for sale into Asia. In addition to that, we're also in engaged negotiations for distribution into Italy, where they have the partner there has, they're one of two companies that has an exclusive arrangement with the government and licensing to distribute to 90,000 points of sale. So we're looking to do a test market to 2,000 stores as a test market. This will be the Maxa cosmetic line, as well as a CBD with vitamin complex tincture. In addition to that, we're also in mid-negotiations with a string of pharmacies into Peru. There's 7,000 pharmacies that we'll be distributing our natural health products into as well. So in summary, natural health, that's our near-term revenue vertical, where we have two brands launched, and we have several products under each brand, and our geographical markets include the United States, Europe, Asia, and soon to be Peru and South America. Our third vertical is close to my heart. That's my background is 10 years in the hospital infrastructure, and my doctorate degree is centered around testing a model of care that is targeted at helping those first responders and veterans living with PTSD. The third vertical being the pharmaceutical development vertical. So that's more of a longer term revenue vision, where the pharmaceutical development track involves a discovery of a novel medical compound, submitting a patent. Then you bring that through the 6 to 8 months of preclinical research, and you gather that data set. Following that, you bring it through human clinical trials, which can be four different phases that basically grow exponentially in the patient cohort that you're testing this on. And then following that, you then, if that makes it through all the four phases of clinical development, that you then have a product that can be commercialized globally. So where Allied is at in our pharmaceutical vertical is we do have a provisional patent submitted under a novel formulation that's owned by Allied. And we signed a deal to test that novel formulation in animal models through the Haifa University in Israel. So following that, we intend to bring that molecule through human clinical trials into a clinic that we have an affiliation with in Prague, in the Czech Republic. And then following the phase one human trials, we'll look to license that product out to a global big pharma partner to then help and aid in commercializing that product specifically for PTSD and first responders and veterans. So that's the pharmaceutical vertical. Our whole business model is to not get into Allied Corp managing and resourcing the full commercial globalization, but rather license that product out after human clinical trial phase one to a global big pharma partner that has the 2,000 sales reps globally and the 200 scientists that can roll it through phase three, phase four of the clinical trial infrastructure. So then the last vertical or the last category that I like to describe the company with is a arm's length sister charity that currently has nonprofit status in Canada and on the road to becoming a full charitable organization. And that's the Allied Charitable Foundation, which is located in Canada. We also have further actions that we're creating the Allied Charitable Foundation U.S., and we've also caught the attention of high-ranking individuals in the Colombian military to mirror what we're doing in Canada. So under that fourth, the fourth vertical, we host quarterly healing retreats where individuals suffering with PTSD, police, fire, ambulance, and military veterans, they're connected with an integrated health team. And that health team creates a healing journey or a plan for that individual that includes not only that person, but also the concentric circles that are surrounding that person, being the family, the community, the church, their employment situation, because this is a disease target that affects much more than the individual. So we come up with a healing journey for that person, and then they go through some baseline questionnaires, which is we use the PCL5, which is a medically validated tool to determine the severity of the PTSD, so that we have a baseline. And then these individuals are invited to attend a healing retreat where we bring evidence-informed actions and activities, and that person, it has begun the awakening phase of their healing journey, pneumosomatic breathing, therapeutic yoga exercises, and different healing activities that kickstart that person towards their healing journey. Bookending the healing retreats, they're invited to join an anonymous, information-protected peer support online community where they can connect with their peers from all over the globe and share success stories on what's working and what's not working. And then also connected to that is a catalog of online courses and resources that people can access from anywhere with an internet connection through their smartphone. So they can sit in their living room and put on a short 3-minute video so that their spouses, children, and people around them can get educated on what it means to live with somebody with PTSD who's in the midst of their recovery. So that's extremely exciting for the team to bring to market. And so in summary, we have the production vertical, the natural health vertical, the pharmaceutical vertical, and then the nonprofit charity foundation. So that's Allied Corp in its essence. And we're extremely excited to really help this dire need that the market is facing. First responders and veterans in the United States, there's over 20 suicides daily that are occurring within this cohort. So we're really trying to move that statistics with that statistic with our efforts and our hard work, both in the production, natural health, pharmaceutical, and nonprofit verticals. So thanks, Omri. I'll turn it back to you for questions.
Thanks, Callum. And there's a lot to go over in this story. As you just mentioned, your mission statement is developing PTSD products targeted to veterans and first responders under the tactical relief line. Why is it so important for your company to focus on this condition specifically?
Well, there currently is a national epidemic, I'm calling it, that's before us. If there's a hurricane or a natural disaster and there's between 8 to 10 fatalities, the National Guard is on the next flight out to help countries like the Bahamas that just got hit with Hurricane Dorian, the New Orleans disaster. So I'm trying to raise awareness that there's a national epidemic in the PTSD cohort to the tune of 20 self-inflicted deaths happening in the United States alone. In addition to that, the opioid epidemic that's upon us, that's the first line of treatment that physicians are reaching for. That's not working. It's a perpetual cycle that leads to addictions and further manifestations of health conditions, both psychosocial as well as the physiological manifestations of opioid treatment. So cannabis as being one augmentation towards a full holistic model of care is proving to be efficacious when looking at starting these individuals down their healing journey. So that's truly why we're doing this, is because there's far too many stories and the majority of people do know of somebody, a family member, a close associate at work, or an extended family person that has been affected by trauma in their life, and it's an enigmatic condition that needs to have a holistic approach instead of just dosing these individuals with opioids. There's a holistic model of care that we're testing, and we're using standardized, medically validated, academic endorsed measurement tools to then prove the efficacy and marginal improvement in this cohort. So it's a very important disease target that I'm trying to raise awareness that should be given attention nationally. That it's not just a small niche market. This is a national epidemic that should be given attention.
And given its importance and the work done in the field, how have cannabis-related products shown to be beneficial for those living with PTSD?
Yeah, great question. So the preliminary research that we're finding in our animal models is that there's different neurotransmitters in the human or in the animal model brain, and also anecdotally from the physician groups that we're working with, that certain cannabis strains can activate pathways in the brain that seem to be prevalent in the PTSD cohort. So there's neurotransmitters such as enantiomide, as well as different terpenes that seem to act as agonists to CB1, CB2 receptors in the human brain that seem to prove to be efficacious towards helping those individuals with PTSD. We're in the research is in its infancy just because of the timing of the change in legislation has now opened the door to scientists and physicians to be able to research this under an academic lens. Prior to that, the individuals with PTSD were self-medicating with perhaps cannabis products or combination of cannabis and behavioral therapies. So the anecdotal stories are there. It's moving towards statistically significant clinical trials, which will then lend to the medical model adopting these products and therapeutic regimes.
Thanks, Callum. Let's move to the partnerships that Allied Corp is engaged with, starting with your partnership with Evoke Neurosciences. What have you learned from this partnership on the analysis and treatment of PTSD patients?
Yeah, good question. So technology is also evolving in terms of diagnostics that are able to measure baseline and then marginal improvements in the PTSD cohort. So Evoke from the East Coast U.S. they're one of the leading companies that have developed a neuro diagnostic scan that basically provides a baseline measurement for the physician to then go forth and treat the PTSD condition. Then when you re-measure, you can then see the marginal improvement so that you have quantitative data set that then points to the therapy that you're using is actually being effective, right? So Evoke is one option. There are also statistically validated tools such as the PCL5 that we are also implementing. And so the whole essence is that, in addition to using a holistic treatment regime, that we support this by quantitative measurement so that we know both quantitatively as well as the anecdotal evidence that people are reporting to us, that we can then show with statistical significance that what we're doing is working.
And you touched on it a bit, but you also recently began a research partnership with the University of Haifa in Israel to conduct the preclinical phase of developing a proprietary pharmaceutical product. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, that's very exciting. Essentially, that represents the second step in our pharmaceutical development track. We have submitted the provisional patent on a novel formulation now as a first flagstone step. The second step is to test that formulation on the animal model to target the PTSD disease realm. So we're very excited to begin that. And that involves a high level team of scientists, as well as a proprietary animal model that exists within the Haifa University. And Israel has been historically one of the global leaders in terms of pharmaceutical discoveries, as well as scientific development, both in technology, as well as the biotech and pharmaceutical sector. So with the partnership with Haifa, we've got one of the global leaders in the area, and effectively, this is the second step towards our long-term revenue projections within the pharma vertical. So we're very excited.
And extending your reach even further, Allied Corp entered into a strategic partnership with Slovenian-based PharmaHemp to provide CBD extract products into the European and Asian markets. What does this mean for your end-to-end operations?
Yeah, so entry into the European market is a real milestone for the company. So this means that we can produce in Colombia at at extremely reduced costs when compared with the Canadian or U.S. Peer cohorts. we can drastically reduce the cost per gram of production. But with the partnership with PharmaHemp, it's multifaceted, where essentially the PharmaHemp group, we can produce products and fulfill the manufacturing, labeling, and product development there for shipping both to Asia as well as into the European market. So we're intending to export from Colombia into Slovenia, and basically fulfill the whole supply chain from seed all the way to patient. So the PharmaHemp partnership represents the gateway or the door opening to us entering the European market.
Thanks, Callum. Your company also filed its first U.S. provisional patent application for cannabinoid and terpenoid pharmaceutical compositions and methods for treating PTSD in September. Is there a timeline you can lay out for what happens next?
Yeah, so we touched on it there earlier in the conversation, but that, again, that's our first flagstone step. So now that we have that behind us, as well as the agreement with Haifa University, we're looking at a six-month preclinical data collection phase on our pharmaceutical development journey. So following that, your question was about timelines. Following that, we would look to enter that preclinical product into human phase one clinical trial. And after that, we would look to approach the FDA in the United States to try and achieve a breakthrough indication for PTSD, to actually get our pharmaceutical drug indicated for treatment for that. In tandem to that, we're going to be seeking a licensing agreement with a big pharma partner so that the global commercialization can ensue following those actions. So that's kind of our timeline and plan for that flagship product.
Thanks, Callum. It definitely seems like Allied has a lot going on right now. At the same time, can you expand on other pharmaceutical innovations you are advancing?
Yeah, so that first flagship product is one of many concepts and ideas that we do have in the pipeline. We do have a secondary product that PTSD is a very complex disease target, and so the treatment of this requires a holistic approach, such as AM, PM product options, technology that can enable further healing. So we're developing several products in tandem, and we do have a deep pipeline of products that will be bringing to the same development trajectory as the initial product that I outlined to you. So we're really reaching to developments in technology, pharmaceutical development, as well as natural health products, all to help with the PTSD disease target and all of the additional medical manifestations that disease target brings, such as anxiety, depression, there's sleeplessness, there's many things that kind of come into play when somebody is struggling with PTSD. So we're really wanting to help those individuals globally. And we believe that we have the products and technology and scientific know-how to bring these products to market in a credible way.
Thanks, Callum. And as we start wrapping up here, Allied intends to seek a global commercialization relationship through a licensing deal. What else is on the horizon for your company?
Well, we're always developing additional business opportunities. I mean, the South American market is a very large market in itself, in addition to the pharmaceutical vertical. So we're intending to bring to market products into the South American market as well. We all have to be mindful that the United States, in my humble opinion, will likely open national legalization. So we're being very mindful of that, and in tandem with waiting for that action to happen, we're developing our sales and marketing infrastructure so that when the national legislation in various countries continues to develop and effectively opens, that we've already got a lot of the legwork, so to speak, on climbing that mountain. And we have our sales and distribution networks established so that we can roll the additional pipeline of products that we have in to match the change in regulation. So that's really our focus, is to really expand our natural health sales and distribution network so that we can not only bring revenue into the company, but also that we have those relationships, we have the contracts, and we have the logistics figured out to coincide with the change and development of the legislation, so that when that happens, effectively, we're just bringing additional products to market. We don't have to entertain the 2 years of relationship development, logistics, contracting, all that's necessary to bring products to market. So that all of those activities are behind us, so that as the legislation changes, effectively, we're ready to move.
And Callum, you've already given a lot of your thoughts on the matters, but before we wrap up here, do you have any other final thoughts for our listeners and investors?
I just want to thank the listeners for being given the opportunity to bring awareness to this disease target that's before us. If anyone or anyone you know is suffering with post-traumatic stress or related trauma healing, please do reach out to us. There's help available for you. And that is our mandate. We are helping many, many people on their way to health and wellness and their healing journey. So if you yourself are suffering, or you know of somebody who's suffering, please go to allied.health and you can get in touch with us, and we'll help you at whatever point you're at in your healing journey. So thank you sincerely.
Thank you very much, Callum, for taking the time to share your message with us on Stock Talk.
Thanks, Omri.
We've been speaking with Callum Hughes, CEO of Allied Corp. I'd like once again to thank him for joining us and sharing this helpful and insightful information about Allied Corp and what they're doing with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. Once again, for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Cannabis podcast, I'm Omri Wallach, and thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.